It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control. Our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good day, good evening, wherever you are on this planet. This is David Samuel with another nugget. Today I'm going to talk to you about insecurity, which is very pertinent to Liam, who has just had a very good Wimbledon. I've purposely planned a quick turnaround because after the highs and the loss in the third round of Wimbledon, it is a sign of confidence and maturity to put that all aside and focus on the next step here in Newport. I'm pleased to tell you that he started well and focused with a win today. While it may be difficult for us to accept, insecurity is a universal human condition. No matter how successful any of us become, insecurities may arise quickly when we are faced with new challenges. If we recognize that when these insecurities emerge, we don't have to be afraid of them. We can learn to manage them. They can be the fuel we require to realize that if we focus on our job and know that it is normal to doubt, then it is equally normal to know that despite our insecurities, we can perform and get through the challenges and emerge stronger than ever. A tennis player begins each week in round one of a tennis tournament, regardless of whether they won the previous tournament or not. Players often obsess over their game leading up to a tournament, to the detriment of their performance. When a player begins a match, they are almost always nervous, even if they've been winning a lot. It is important as a coach to help players recognize and accept insecurity as normal, and to use it as a motivation to focus on their processes, the things they can control. This brings stability and calmness because good routines are a source of comfort and familiarity. As our performance improves, the more confident we are in our abilities. When a tennis player trusts their game, it is far easier to get some rhythm going and slip into a flow state. When we are in flow, all our insecurities disappear. We are able to focus purely on the job at hand. Because nothing in life is certain, we will always be plagued with some insecurity. Personally, I think this is life's way of keeping us humble and from complacency teaching us to take nothing for granted. A big part of mental strength is acceptance, and then learning how to manage ourselves through the various challenges and adversity that come to all of us. I hope this made sense to you, and I look forward to you speaking to again next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.